Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Good to talk to you.
Oh, man, the pleasure is truly all mine, man. I'm going to tell you something. I've listened to Barbarians over and over again, man, and I said, you know what? It is a 2017 version of Skin I'm In, man. I mean, that's the only way. I mean, I've spoken to different colleagues about that particular song, and it's amazing. And then once every movie when I do happen to appear on social media, on Facebook, and I've seen some of the comments and frustrations that you've expressed on the things that we've seen continually take place in our country toward our brothers and sisters. And I wanted your personal perspective, since you have a format and a platform to speak your mind. Please express to me your thoughts, being a parent as me, as myself. What are your thoughts as far as what you're seeing that's taking place in this nation in 2017?
Well, Teddy Bear, man, the reason why I wrote Barbarians is because I became so frustrated, especially during the last year, the upcoming, you know, the primaries and all that, and not only with the political situation, but as well as the seemingly unending deaths unnecessarily of young black males by police, and not only black males but black females, and on top of that, the inability to somehow prosecute or hold these people accountable for their actions. I mean, if anyone else did that in the street, they'd be in jail for murder or manslaughter. So it's frustrating when you have to see that every day with no consequence. And I've watched the streets boil over in rage and in confusion because of the, I mean, we go back to Rodney King. I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, it started, we go back to that. And clearly, videotape didn't seem to make a difference. So here we are again in 2016, 2017, 2015 when we're seeing, you know, young men just trigger happy cops. I mean, my father was a police officer in Rahway, New Jersey. So I understand from the perspective of good policemen. You know, I know that they are good cops. And like they say, the squeaky wheel gets the all the attention. You know what I mean? So the ones that, you know, you may not be the biggest or the most, or it may not be a majority, but it definitely is something that we, as a nation, we need to get a hold of, because it's racism, it's fear, it's all of these isms that in this time of our development as human beings, we should be far beyond all of that. You know what I mean? It boggles my mind, man, you know, how we're still dealing with issues that should have been, we should have evolved past, basically. So what I'm saying is, Barbarians is my answer to, and that was the last track on my EP, as a matter of fact. And I know the type of, I don't know, I think you're smooth, you know, you're kind of smooth and, you know, Quiet Storm. So I just sent it just to see what you thought, because I didn't know whether it would fit inside what you're doing. But I wanted to let you know the diversity of my music and where I'm coming from, not just what you hear, Life to Remember, or the other songs that I sent for you to listen to, but also that the funk and the legacy of what Cameo has brought to the table with Skin I'm In, Talking Out the Side of Your Neck, a lot of the songs, because we've always been socially conscious of the times that we were in. And since, like you mentioned, we have a platform, my platform is music. So if I can get the word out and if I can express, because now how can you not talk about it? How can you not bring it to light? So my frustration in not hearing anything, I said, well, who is saying anything? Where's the voices that can speak out? So luckily, you know, my friend Lee Hurst in Atlanta did the track, and, you know, he's been my collaborator on many songs over the years and on several tracks on my new EP as well. And the song basically wrote itself. And I feel good that I was able to express myself. And it's not basically, it's principally about the Trump administration right now. And on the daily, I'm reading about all kinds of craziness as we speak, you know. So I'm going, not only about that, but it's about all barbarians at the gates in all over the world who hold people down, who who lie, who try to hide the truth, who just deceive and are only about themselves and don't care nothing about the people. So I'm in America, and I'm writing about what's going on in this country right now, and it's a shame. It's shameful.
It truly is, and I just want to kind of, you know, piggyback on a lot of the things that you just said. I've always looked at America as half America and half Germany, and the reason why I've said that, and I've always lived by that credo, is because the same mentality and attitude that Germany had during the Hitler regime was white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if you look at it and you just kind of push the veil back on what you see, as you spoke upon what's taking place in this country, it's the same mentality. White is right. Mm-hmm. Anything that's non-white, you're less than human. We're superior.
Right.
You should be treated less than human. You see, the thing that gets me, as both of us being parents, and I try to educate my son on this as much as I possibly can to give him a better understanding as far as what he needs to do to take care of himself and to make sure that he's not put in a situation where it puts his life in danger. And I think as far as Donald Trump is concerned, to me, we've always had a Band-Aid over racism. It's been abandoned. We've had a scab on our arm.
Right.
And we used a little Band-Aid to cover it, but it was always there. It was always there. So when he took in, when he won, and he got in office, all it did was it removed the bandage over the scab, and it was allowed to be exposed to what was already there. It's already
That's
been
right.
there. It was well hidden. I'll give it that. It was well hidden, but it was always there. So I appreciate someone like yourself who has been in this industry for a lot of years, who has the cojones to speak your mind and say something and bring some substance to their ways, because we know a lot of times on radio, they don't want to hear that. As long as you're shaking your butt and snapping your fingers, everything is cool. But when you bring some social commentary and have people say, I need you to think, we don't want to hear that. What is the feedback that you have been getting from this song overall?
Really good. Really, really good feedback. It's on iTunes right now. And, you know, I put it on there myself. You know, I don't have a label. You know, this is all an independent situation. So I put it out myself on iTunes. Anyone that's listening now can go to iTunes to search Tommy Jenkins, T-O-M-I, Jenkins, and you'll see Barbarians up there. You can pick it up. You can download it. It's a 99-cent. Okay, and you can have it in your collection. I'd appreciate comments, you know, what you think about it, because the feedback and the response has been really good. It's a funky song. It's real funk, like, you know, we're used to. And I think that it resonates. It really resonates with people, because the voice is not being heard. No one's saying anything. I mean, we all feel it, you know. And sometimes, you know something, Teddy, I think sometimes artists are not necessarily afraid, but I just think sometimes they don't know if their audience is going to accept them doing something a little, you know, just a little off the wall a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little. I don't think it's that. I just think that sometimes we don't step out. We got to step out. We got to use our voices, you know. And someone like me, who's been in the business so long, I'm grateful that, you know, people are responding, because this is a crazy time in radio right now, as you know. So if someone is listening and really appreciates what I'm doing, then that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I'm loving that.
One of the things I've always admired about you and Cameo, just in general, man, is that you've always had the level of consciousness and also freedom to express your feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of artists that are signed to labels, they're not allowed to think for themselves.
Right.
It's about the overall goal, making money for the label, putting yourself in a position where you're the quote-unquote perfect artist. We're not going to do anything to rock the boat. We don't want to lose our listeners, but people that resonate with artists, they're going to respect you even more, because you have something to say that's going to resonate with them. You know, I've always used that as, we want our music, we want it shaken but never stirred, Lord have mercy. If it's real, we're gonna play it. And that's the great thing to me about being an independent artist, because you have that level of freedom. So, you know what, I see some things that I'm not happy with, and I'm going to write about it, and I'm going to put it out there.
I was just going to say
But if you're with a label, it's an issue. It's definitely an issue. What has it meant to you now to be an independent artist, where you are in control of everything that you put out?
It's monumental. It's monumental, especially being a veteran artist. You know, we have a fan base already. You know what I mean? I have
Absolutely.
A fan base. So I am blessed in that way to have dedicated fans who have come with us since 1977. You know, and through the years, we've created some awesome music. You know, we've created some music that wasn't so awesome, but over a 40-year career, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, however, being an independent artist allows me the freedom to express myself, especially now, because now I don't want to be beholden to a label or anybody telling me what I should do, how I should, you know, what I should write, how I should, what song I should release, all that nonsense. And back in the day when we were with Casablanca, when we first started with Neil Bogart, you know, and it was, he gave us that kind of freedom to do that, which propelled us to be even more bold and be even more ourselves, because we had a label, thank goodness, that was an artist, you know, that was an artist friendly label. And and so it just gave us the impetus to just go and do and get freaky as much as and funky as we wanted to be. And you know, that was very cool. Now, of course, you know, not to speak about how it is now. We've already referenced it. It's tight. It's closed in. It's, you know, everybody's in their lanes, and you know, it's just it doesn't make for exciting things to look forward to sometimes. You know, I'm not going to put down music today because, you know, there's a lot of great music out there right now. But in terms of the overall system, you know, it's a lot different, and I don't think it's as artist-friendly as it used to be, because a lot of new artists now that are coming out, or artists that have been out for maybe one or two albums or whatever, they have to adhere to a certain time, you know, a certain line, you know, a certain theme, and they're controlled, and you know, it's God bless them, because this music business is no joke, and sometimes things sneak out where even if you're, you know, you're behind the fence, sometimes you find a little hole in that fence and you can get through, and you can start doing some things maybe, but on the whole, it's very very stilted, very narrow, and the result is what we tend to hear on mainstream radio now is basically the same 10 songs. So I'm thankful that I'm independent, and all it is now is getting the word out. You know, social media, Twitter, you know, all the social media avenues, distribution networks and everything are very helpful in getting that word out. And like I said before, I'm thankful that I have a fan base already that is familiar with Cameo and familiar with me. Excuse me. So it makes it just a bit easier. But being on your show is really fantastic, because a lot more people get to know about what I'm doing.
Well, man, yeah, like I told you, man, you know, this is your home. Whatever you put out, we'll play it. We'll debut it here. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all intelligent. We all see the elephant in the room. And it's like mm-hmm. the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Right.
That's the mentality of a lot of people. If it don't rock the boat. And my thing is, what is the purpose? Do you want to live, or are you just existing? Do you want to have something to say, or you just want to put anything out that someone is just mindless? And there's nothing that people can really wrap their arms around. It was a beautiful vibe to be able to go to a record store and go pick up a 45 or pick up an album or a 75. Mm-hmm. It was something unique and special. I know I'm dating myself. I'm going all the way back to Cameosis when it was like 150 people in the group. So I'm dating myself.
Right.
But today, to see you brothers still standing strong and doing what you're doing, doing this EP, I have to know, because I know a lot of listeners want to know, when will the EP officially be available? Of course, A Life to Remember. When can we purchase the EP?
I'm trying to get it out in June.
Okay.
The rollout of the single, Life to Remember, the rollout is this month. The EP is completed. It's been done.
Okay.
We're hoping June will be the official release, and we're going to take it from there. I'm going on tour. I'm going to be doing some showcases around the country, and I'm going to get my band together. I'm going to do some things, some touring, little stuff like that. You know,
okay.
While I can get my booty out there. You know.
man, make sure you come down to Houston, man. We would love to have you. And
of course.
Moment. Life to remember. Wow. Listening to the lyrics, you don't have to be a musician to understand that all of us as men, we have gone through things and we've seen things in our lives where we've had everything. We've accumulated monetary wealth, things, toys, cars, fancy clothes, everything. But then at the end of the day, when you come home, who are you coming home to? There's no one there.
Right.
You need that special someone to add to your, to make you feel complete. I like to say, you know, add my wasabi to my sushi, so to speak.
Right, that's nice. Yeah, I know what you mean. I got you. Yes.
How much of your personal life experience did you incorporate into this song?
When Leon Silvers III wrote that song, and his in collaboration with his son Leon IV, and those lyrics are his. However, I tend to believe that that's a universal thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's a universal. It's, you know, when you talk about, especially relating to musicians and artists and people who travel a lot and who've been places and seen things and have done pretty much everything, you know, that can be done over the over a career or a period of time. There's always that one element that's missing now, you know, or you have it already, and when you come home, it's there, like you just said, you know, it's there.
Right.
And, you know, those lyrics are apropos to not only me, but for anyone that's listening that has been, you know, as a truck driver who goes, or who is an insurance salesman or whoever, you know, goes out and does their thing. And, you know, a life to remember to me is not only what, you know, that special woman brings to you, it's also the life that you've had over the years that can't be replaced. You know, it's that when those experiences that you've had, everything combines and culminates to make you who you are. You know, so,
absolutely.
Yeah, those lyrics and that song just hit me so hard. And you know, Leon is just, you know, just amazingly prolific. And, you know, we go back in the day, but still, he's still creating and doing the magic that he does, that he's always done. And I'm just thankful to be able to, you know, represent him and his son in with this song properly, you know, because that's all I can ask for.
Absolutely. Without further ado, it's time to share to the listeners out there, of course, Life to Remember, the title track from the upcoming EP, and Life to Remember from the one and only Mr.
Right.
Tommy Jenkins, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I've got stories I ain't ever told, spent millions all around this globe, had women at my beck and calling, yesterday that's what they called falling. I did things most men could only dream of, no boasting, just a testament to what I've done, but everything I did in my time is so insignificant. Till you came into my life.
You're making this a life to remember.
Hey,
life to remember. For me, this is a life to remember.
This is a life to remember.
Of mine.
station. The old crew that I used to run with. Best believe, baby, I'm done with.
Straight home after work, no regrets. I'm good.
If life dealt me the same hand, best laid plan for me. Cause all I've been through
led me to you and this changed man.
If there's anything you want or need, all you have to do is ask me. Oh, and keep doing what you do. You're every exception to the rule.
Before you made them, you know what I mean? I mean, some kind of futuristic, you know, kind of Minority Report type of thing, you know? It'd
right.
be like, oh my gosh, you know? But, you know, I would be a better person, you know what I mean? I would be a better person. I've learned a lot over the years in terms of, you know, before you can treat anyone better or treat people well, you have to treat yourself well. You know what I mean? You have to really love yourself and be aware of, you know, your goodness, you know, and have compassion and love for people no matter what. You know, realize that people suffer. You know what I mean? You may not know why they're coming at you, you know, a certain way, but you know that you know, you can't take it personally. So, you know, everybody's suffering somehow. So 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, I would just be aware of what's going on around you and help any way you can, you know, do the things. It's difficult because some people don't realize, no, don't really know how or what they need, you know, or how they can be helped, because they've been in the dark for so long and confusion for so long. So ask, talk, be open, you know. Don't come with preconceived notions about, you know, an individual, whoever it is. Don't you know, leave your mind into judgment, all that alone, and just come freely and openly to accept and to offer. And some people, you know, they have a problem taking advice or taking help. And so that's how I would do it. You know, that's pretty much how I would approach it, because, you know, it's difficult. You know, I grew up in Raleigh and you know, small town in Jersey, and, you know, I was close to New York, you know, and I've been everywhere. So I've been in all kinds of communities, all kinds of places, you know, and it's pretty much the same everywhere. You know, everyone has the same struggles. Everyone has the same struggles. And in this time, in these times, and you referenced something earlier in the conversation about, you know, the racism that is so prevalent, it seems now. 8 years ago, it was really bad, because President Obama, former President Obama, was, you know, a dark face up there in the White House that people just couldn't get over. They couldn't. They were shocked, so shocked that they were, you know, the racism was just. It was shaking them so badly, you know, the racist in this country couldn't believe it. And it's evidenced now in that this administration is trying to undo everything he did. And it doesn't matter whether the people who he helped, whether they are hurt by that. That's strong, man. That is some strong evil right there. So we got to fight that. We have to fight that in any way that we can. And if it's through a song or through a march or through some legislation, we got to get it. We have to fight this, because it's emboldened those individuals who feel now free to express themselves. And when they are police officers, when they have a badge and a gun, they feel as if they're justified, and because they're going to be protected. So
absolutely,
we got to ask all the cops, all the good police officers out there to stand up, you know, erase that blue line that separates you from the people, you know, erase that, man. Come on, we got to be together on this. This is not a black, or the only way it's going to work is if we all stand up, black, white, red, you know, yellow, everybody has got to stand up to fight this evil of racism and fear in this country, or we're going to fall. We're going to fall. And I don't want to see that. I'm hopeful.
Right.
I'm hopeful. You know, I remain hopeful, you know, that there are people out there who want us to succeed as a nation. We just have to keep fighting. That's pretty much it. We just got to keep fighting, man.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, that to me there was more unity in the 70s than any time that I can ever remember or recollect, because music had the power to bring everyone together, and you had the certain powers to be. They couldn't deal with that. They didn't like the idea that you could have music, and you could have music from different multicultural backgrounds have that kind of strength and power to bring everyone together. And now there's no balance. I've always felt in life there has to be a balance in everything, and there's such an imbalance right now in this life, in this society that we live in. I mean, you see people that are the same skin complexion as you and I will blatantly get on national TV and make excuses for everything that you see to take place in this country geared toward, quote-unquote, minorities. I share a car in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
You know, for him,
My gosh, man, that dude. Whoa. But you know, he's an aberration. Okay, he's not. He is, and I find that he can be eliminated. He can be neutralized because he's such a fool. You know that. You know I can't take him seriously. You know, and unless and well, if he's causing, you know, the problem in this community where black men, black young black boys and black men and women and minorities are being subjugated, you know, and harassed in his town, then he's got to go. He's got to go because he's a buffoon, man. You know what I mean? And he can't continue to affect that kind of thing in that town. So we... This is what I'm saying. Those types of people have to be removed by any means necessary, and I don't mean violence. I mean voting. Get them out. You know what I mean? You can't. You know, people have to use the power. We as black people, we have power in this country. We, like you said, we need to be. We need to be more powerful, and we can do it. One thing about this administration that has been a positive is that they have caused people to rise up. Sometimes we get a little complacent, you know, when things are going good, you know, things are, you know, kind of easy, you know. I mean, you know, you have your incidences here and there, but when it's going good, we don't really put that much attention to what the ills are that are still present and very much alive in this country. But when Trump came in and before that and all the nonsense with the women and, you know, he's got his sycophants around, you know, all, you know, his minions causing havoc, raising havoc around the country, it's actually caused, you know, women to rise up. It's caused, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement to rise up even more. It's caused a lot of things. Now, that's all fine. Let's get somebody in the government that can write a law and that can make a change like they did in the 60s. You know what I mean? Like they did in the Civil Rights Movement. It was so powerful that they made changes. They were able to put things into law. Now, I'm all for marching. I'm all for all of that. But let's transform all of that into some action that will make a difference in people's lives as it goes. Because, excuse me, I fear that this man up here is not going to last too much longer with the craziness that he's doing. So we're still going to be in the soup a little bit. But I'm just hoping that, like you said, the 70s, we had music. But that goes back to the inability of radio stations to play music that is a little different, that gives people hope and doesn't, you know, it's not just about shaking your behind and you know, getting this next piece of jewelry or this car or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, singing about love is beautiful. I just did. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
But, you know, there's more to life. There's more to what's going on, and we can speak about it, we can talk about it, we can sing about it, you know, because we can write about it. People need to hear that, you know. How can you be in your 50s and 60s and not know what the hell is going on in this country and not, you know, and not be a part of it? I'm serious, man. You know, it's deep. It's deep out here.
It really is. I mean, taking a step further, you know, this cat has been in office for a little bit over 100 days, and here it is 2017, and I'm, you know, hearing about what's taking place in Alabama, where you got a city in Alabama that wants to be completely separatist and keeping a complete white community. This is 2017, and a judge voted on this and allowed them. They passed a law where they can be completely segregated from everyone else in their own white community. I like to call it a la Avalon. That's what it is. You know, Ward and Gene Cleaver. You know, that's what it is. They want their own completely. You know what I'm saying? This is what's taking place in 2000.
Yeah.
This is what's taking place in 2017. But as you said, too, that the big difference is this. We have the power to get in there and vote the people that we know that have the best interests of quote-unquote minorities in this country, because we do have the voting power. We have the power to make change, but at the same time, what I'm seeing now more than ever before is that I see a lot of people in this country that are the same skin complexion as you and I, that as long as they are
doing all right.
What did Malcolm X once say? You have two type of slaves. You have the house nigga and you got the field nigga. You have a lot of field. You have a lot of house niggas that are in the Republican Party, and they see the things that are going on, and they allow it to continue. And everything that this man does, or what they see is being done in this country, they turn a deaf ear to. As you said, we talked about Sheriff Clark. First time I see this gentleman, and he was on Fox News. He comes in, he's buttoned to, you know, he has his uniform on, he has his cowboy hat. I said, okay, so we got a black Wyatt Earp. He's a Republican. You know, he's, I'm like, as far as he's concerned, every black person is evil. They should be locked up. You know, there's no, I'm
right.
Like, this is the mentality.
And then you see what happens in that, with that mentality and with that train of thought, that filters down to his police officers, that filters down to everybody underneath him who goes out into the street and has to deal with black folks every single day. So,
absolutely.
You know, he has got to go. And I'm saying this because not only him, but look, there are midterm elections. There are all kinds of elections that happen on the daily in this country. When it comes time, because believe me, and I can only pray that this is in fact the truth or about to happen, because of what's going on with Trump right now in this administration, and even with his, you know, with the house niggas that are like you say, are in certain positions. They don't have lifetime posts. They ain't up there for a lifetime. You know what I mean? They're senators. They're congressmen. They got to get voted in and out. So, people, if you don't know what it is, learn, get up on it, because these are the things, these are the ways that we can change things when it comes up. Like, calling in, like, that big surge of... that's one good thing about social media, because you can get the word out. And people who are posting certain things that sometimes I read that I'm not aware of, man, I get on it. You know, like I have a lot of friends who are very politically active, and not only just, you know, talking about it, but they encourage others to action. So call. When it's time to vote and you see what's happening, don't forget, keep in the back of your mind, because that's one good thing this administration has a great thing to do. They switch the okie doke on you, you know, banana in the tailpot kind of thing. You know what I mean?
In a minute, it's like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the camera. He's not
getting
what you see is going on.
Right. Because they'll switch it up on you and put you over here, and then next thing you know, something else is happening over here while your attention is focused over here. Be vigilant.
Absolutely. I've used the analogy. What he is doing and what his cabinet is doing is no different than what Stalin and Hitler did. Control the media. They put their own special spin doctor on the media to make you believe what they want you to believe. Anything else than that, it's lying. You're being misled. You can't believe what Channel 4 is saying. NBC, no, that's a lie. What, you know, CNN, no, they're fabricated media. They're not telling you truth. As you said, they put their own special spin on things. That's all right. I got what you need.
Right.
And as the legendary poet once said, The revolution will not be televised. And here's the latest.
My man.
From time
my man.
Court. Barbarians here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
And at the same time, progressive. Please listen carefully.
Hit it.
Take a look around. The circus lost a few clowns. Now they loose on the streets. A cut the shape, impossible feats. Greatest kind of head. Stories they tell us ain't the quickest. Got the whole world shook. No way we let them off the hook.
Show, man. This is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate. to let me know. Please give my regards to Brother Dwayne Sparks. It's true, brother, man. Like 100% brother, 100% brother, man. We got your back and we support you.
Well, thank you, man. I will. Dwayne says hi too, man. You know, the brother's really, he's a good cat, man. And we're getting ready to do some big things. And I appreciate you having me on, Teddy Bear. I really appreciate you playing the music and informing the people about what I'm doing. And I'm on tour with Cameo. I'll be doing my own thing, but Cameo, we still working. We're still around the country. Check out, you know, whenever you come, if you want to see some good live music.
Yes, Lord.
We won't try to disappoint you. But thank you again. It was a pleasure, man.
Oh, man, the honor was truly all mine. And like I tell all the ladies out there, she's strange. Yeah, but I like it. It's a news.
All right, my brother.
God bless, man. Have a blessed one. Stay on top,
likewise.
Okay? All right.
Okay,
well, the one and only. All right. Tommy Jenkins, yes, Lord, from Cameo, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. It's a beautiful thing. Well, family, it's time to take a little break till we two. Yeah, we got some pertinent information to lay on you, but it's all right. In the meantime, we got to pay some bills, but we're going to leave you with another special track from Tommy Jenkins' upcoming EP, A Life to Remember with Steppers, here in the zone. Of LOTO.
Now that the DJ's finished, let's catch this groove, yeah. It's more than a party, show love, fellowship with everybody. All the cups filled up, we know what's up. We come to have a good time, yeah.
Step on, step two, step first.
back just a little bit. Total kissing you. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, it's Steppers from Tommy Jenkins, of course, from his upcoming EP, A Life to Remember. Again, family, remember, Barbarians and also Life to Remember are both available. Barbarians is available on iTunes, and also Life to Remember, you can purchase that on Tommy Jenkins at TommyJenkins.bandcamp.com. And a special thank you to him. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us this afternoon. And speaking of beautiful music, man, with substance, why don't you join me, Teddy Bear, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome the Force MDs. Yes, Lord. New single, Don't Rush. Looking forward to having those talented brothers on the show again tomorrow. Force MDs, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all of this update, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And while you're there, 24-hour nonstop live stream music. We want R&B, gospel, jazz, soul, funk. We want it shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You can also get the brothers on Twitter. That's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Also on Instagram. Yeah, we're on the gram. The money gram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. And also on Facebook. Yeah, seeking we shall find. We're on Facebook.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. It's been a beautiful vibe, a beautiful bang on a smooth, decoded Wednesday afternoon. And before we head on out of here, got a lot of things to say. Want to send out a very special thank you to all the many listeners and supporters out there. Without you, there's no zone, definitely no teddy bear. So my humble heart, cup runneth over with so much love, uber love, and affection for you. So until tomorrow afternoon, take care of one another, love one another, appreciate what you have. You may not think you have a lot, but Lord have mercy, you have more than you can ever imagine. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to leave you with TQ Westside here in the zone of LOTO Radio. As in always, keep it soulful.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on.
I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Eastside Compton. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had every nigga talking about, boy, you can't fuck with me. Remember Ice T had the power. Hearing gunshots licking by the hour. We're too short, bumped in every super spoke, and told us all how to ride for the West Coast.
My people saying, baby, where you at? Throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, what you say? All day, every day, any damn day. Take a look around.
We got the whole world locked down.
Going on and on and don't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Give it ride or die.
That's why I put it down for the West Side.
Ain't that long ago?
Oh no.
He was still in 40s out the liquor store.
Oh no.
Mama started tripping, so it's time to go.
Mob to the park with the locusts.
Everybody broke smoking roaches.
DJ Quick was the shit. Had every nigga claiming he was from the CPT.
Y'all remember?
One time tried to clown.
We had to burn this bitch on down.
One time for my niggas in incarceration. I played the dime with you for having lots of patience.
Two times for my sisters at the county bill.
I got some Westside love for all you ghetto children.
Three times for my niggas that done passed away.
I said,
for you and pray for better days.
One day everything's gonna be fine. But until that day, my only reply is Westside till I
my
die.
Where you at? Throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA
All I see is donuts and mob cars, gangs and five stars.
Oh, the true hoes are taking switches.
When all the finest bitches, of course the finest bitches, don't get it twisted.
Ask me what's a real G. Show me your nigga scrapping back against the wall until his knuckles bleed.
Knuckles screaming death to all our enemies and those who don't believe.
West Coast living be the shit to me.
One time for my niggas in the castle, yeah.
I play the time with you for having lots of patience.
Rest in peace, homies.